Adya, Tejasa, Yamayor, Hi, Vaha, Akshiptam, Teja, Itarhi, Bhagavan, Tad, Vihitsati, Tayor, Asuriyor, Adya,
পরিণত হয়েছিল, কিন্তু জড়জগতের দেবতারা তাদের নিয়ন্ত্রণ করতে পারেনি এবং তার উপরে ব্রহ্মা বলেছিলেন যে তারা যে উপদ্রব সৃষ্টি করেছিল তা প্রতিহত করার ক্ষমতা তার বা অন্য সমস্ত দেবতাদের ছিল না। পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের নির্দেশে তারা জড়জগতে এসেছিলেন, তাই শুধু ভগবানই পারেন এই উপদ্রব রোধ করতে। পাখান্তরে বলা যায় যে যদিও জয় এবং বিজয় অসুখ হিসেবে ধারণ করেছিল, তবুও তারা অন্য সকলের থেকে অধিক শক্তিশালী ছিল এবং তার ফলে প্রমাণিত হয় যে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান যুদ্ধ করার বাসনা করেছিলেন, কেননা যুদ্ধ করার ইচ্ছা তার মধ্যে রয়েছে। তিনি সবকিছুরই উৎস, কিন্তু তিনি যখন যুদ্ধ করেন তখন তাকে অবশ্যই তার ভক্তির সঙ্গে যুদ্ধ করতে হবে। তাই তার ইচ্ছার ফলে জয় এবং বিজয় কুমারগণ কর্তৃক অভিষেক করেছিলেন। ভগবান তার দ্বারপালের আদেশ দিয়েছিলেন জড়জগতে গিয়ে তার শত্রু হতে, যাতে তিনি তার সঙ্গে যুদ্ধ করতে পারেন। তার আপন ভক্ত দ্বারা তার যুদ্ধ করার ইচ্ছা চরিতার্থ হয়। ব্রহ্মা দেবতাদের বলেছিলেন যে অন্ধকারের জন্য পরিস্থিতি সৃষ্টি হওয়ার তারা বিচলিত হয়েছিলেন, তা ছিল পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের ইচ্ছা। তিনি তাদের বোঝাতে চেয়েছিলেন যে সেই দুইজন ভগবত পার্শ্বদ যদিও অসুরূপে এসেছিলেন, তবুও তারা দেবতাদের থেকেও অধিক শক্তিশালী ছিলেন এবং তাই তারা তাদের নিয়ন্ত্রণ করতে পারেন। পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের কার্য কেউ অতিক্রম করতে পারে না। দেবতাদের এই উদ্দেশ্য দেওয়া হয়েছিল যে এই প্রসঙ্গে তারা যেন বিঘ্ন উৎপাদন করার চেষ্টা না করে, কেননা সেটি ছিল ভগবানের বিধান। তেমনি ভগবান যখন কাউকে জড়জগতে কোন কাজ সম্পাদন করার আদেশ দেন, বিশেষ করে তার মহিমা প্রচারের, তখন কেউ তা প্রতিহত করতে পারে না। ভগবানের ইচ্ছা সর্ব অবস্থাতে পূর্ণ হবে।
ওম জ্ঞান চিরঞ্জস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনা শলাকায় চক্ষুর্মীলিতাম জেন তস্মাই শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ। শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম জেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদাময়ম প্রভাতি স্বপনাতিকম। বন্দেহম শ্রী গুরো শ্রীযুতাপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ শ্রীরূপং সাগরসাদম সহগণাগগনতান্বিতাংস্থম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতাং সাধুতাং পরিজনাসহিতাং কৃষ্ণচৈতন্যদেবং শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণপাদাং সহগণাবলিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ। হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকাকান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমোস্তুতে। তপ্তাকাংশ গৌরঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী ঋষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে। বাঞ্ছাকোপিতৃভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যেব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tayor Asurayor Adya, Tejasa Yamayor Hivaha, Akshiptam Teja Etarhi, Bhagavan Stad Vihitsati.
Well, now the demigods have their question answered. Why is there so much of a disturbance going on in the universe? So the Brahma has explained the history. Ending with the fall of the two gatekeepers, Joy and Vijay. And now the point comes that those gatekeepers have become asuras, and they're the ones who are causing trouble for you. This is the business of the asuras, creating difficulty, disturbance for others. Prabhavanti ugra karma kshayaya jagato hita. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Drishtima vastavya nashtatvano pabhutaya etam drishtima vastavya nashtatvano pabhutaya prabhavanti ugra karmana. The asuras are spiritually blind. They think that everything is coming about by material arrangements without any God in control. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahur nisham. There's no God, there's no supreme controller. Everything is happening by chance, everything is happening by the interactions of material elements.
Bhagavan bole kyun nahi, param niyanta bole kyun nahi, prakriti prakriti bole bibhinna adan padan bole sab kaaj
hai. Nothing is real, everything is whatever you think it is. Whatever you make it, that's what the world is. Nothing is real. The world is whatever you think it is, whatever you make it. It's all up to you. And they make the world hellish, actually. Ugra karmana. Ugra means nasty.
Ugra karmana. Ugra mane.
No, not up a bit. Nasty.
Ugra. Ugra man, ugra karma.
Nasty means ugra. Ugra karma. Horrible activities. Ugra karmanaha kshayaya jagato ahita. Activities that simply destroy everything. And create harm to all living beings. These modern enterprises with their factories and are in the Uber Karma category. Pouring garbage into the rivers, pouring garbage into the sky. Having men work hard simply for a little few rupees. And these things lead to war. So this is all the demonic world. For greed, especially, creating a hellish situation in the world. The leaders of the heads of state especially are up to their noses in horrible activities. Because they're representing Kali, not Yudhisthira Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj, but their kings the way Kali is a king. All involved in sinful activities. This is Asura. Asurya namate loka andina tamasabhita kamste prejya vigashchanti yeke chatmahano janaha. They're described in Isha Upanishad as Atmaha, soul killers. They kill their own spiritual life. And they try to stop the spiritual progress of others. And they make this world hellish, and in their next lives they'll go to hell. So Brahma says, now these two asuras are there, and it's by their power, tejasa, that you've been disturbed. Someone may be misdirected or mean, but if he's weak, he can't create much trouble. Mean? You know what mean means? But when someone is mean and powerful, well, then trouble. So these two demons, brothers, were mean and powerful. Why? Because they were empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were actually Vaikuntha gatekeepers who were taking the role of demons. So they were endowed with tremendous power. Srila Prabhupada explains here that this is because Krishna wanted to enjoy fighting. There are different tastes in devotional service, and one taste is chivalry, which involves fighting. Different tastes. There are those who are attracted to Krishna out of love, those who are attracted to Krishna out of envy, those who are attracted to Krishna out of anger. Somehow or other, to be interested in Krishna or thinking of Krishna is very good. So these demons were meant for fighting with the Lord. Bhagavan tad vihitsati. It was all actually Krishna's arrangement. It was his desire. Therefore the demigods were told, you can't do anything about it. There's nothing you can do to counteract this, to stop this. There's nothing I can do to stop this. Because this is Krishna's arrangement. That happened other times also. The demigods were losing sometimes against the demons. And Lord Vishnu advised them, yes, now the time is going in their favor. Later it will go in your favor. Now there's nothing you can do about it. This is the nature of the world. It's not actually within our control. When the Lord so ordains, then everything may go in our favor. Ordains means when he so desires, he so arranges. When he so arranges, then everything may go in our favor. No. When he desires, then everything may be anukul. And when he desires, everything may be patikul. There's nothing we can do about it. Just if he desires that there be some enormous flood, then what will you do? You'll send your boats or something. But practically you're helpless. He'll send a famine, he'll send plague, he'll send earthquakes, he'll send fires, and you can't do anything. Or he may send nice rain and everything suitable without your doing anything to bring it about. Because everything is finally in the hands of Krishna. You may have do everything nice for your health and have some terrible disease. These people in the park in the morning, they've got their track shoes and they're walking and they're doing different things for their health. But it's not actually within their control. If Krishna likes, in a second. And the person who's not doing anything can live to be 103. And a person who's not doing anything can live to be 103. Because finally everything is within Krishna's hand, not within our hand. So we should try to see what Krishna's plan is. And cooperate with Krishna's plan. The materialists have their own plan. They're going to make this a wonderful world. But it never so happens. Just like our president of former days, Mr. Johnson in America. Johnson. He wanted to be a great president and remembered for all of his good work. So he had his slogan, the Great Society. Samaj?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the Great Society, yeah, you can say. He wanted to make America. Yeah, that's right. Instead, he got the Vietnam War. And everybody hated him. And in the last years of his term, he couldn't even speak the words Great Society. It was a great disaster, that's all. So the demons are trying to make a wonderful world, but the actual thing is they make the world hellish. They are great men. They are making it a wonderful world. They're nonsense. They want to have a wonderful world without Krishna. This was Ravana's idea also. Swarna Lanka. And so many wonderful things. And the result was everything finished. Because he wanted it all without Krishna.
He wanted
everything. without Krishna. So the devotees, they take what comes. If Krishna sends flowers, it's very nice. And if Krishna sends thunderbolts, that's all right. Whatever Krishna sends, we accept. If there's difficulty, then that will help us in Krishna consciousness. And if things are easy, then we'll do a lot of service for Krishna. But actually the difficulty is a little more helpful. Sometimes when things are easy, then we become easygoing. Easygoing means, you know. And now everything is coming very easily. I can take rest. I can eat nicely and then take rest. When Krishna makes things more difficult, then I have to depend more on Krishna. So when Krishna makes things more difficult, the devotee takes it as Krishna's special mercy. In all circumstances, he depends on Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? Appreciate the value more. Just like we were hearing the other day from Narayani Mataji, that in the old days here in Calcutta temple, practically there was no water, and one pious lady was sending 8 buckets of water in a day. So the water was like gold. When Satvik Prabhu came as a new devotee here, I think first day he used so much water, just boom, boom, boom. And she said, I practically threw him out of the temple.
Satvik Prabhu
Because the water was like gold. So how much it was valued, how precious it was. Now we have water on the tap, and we open up the water and we let it go, and then we answer the telephone, or we go do this or that, or the water is running and the buckets are overflowing. We can be very easygoing with the water. But when it was very difficult, each drop was precious. So when there's difficulty, things are so disturbing, we can hardly chant, we hardly get time for chanting. Then, intensity will there be that I can't chant, I have to chant, somehow or other I have to chant. It becomes more difficult, but more intense. But just like in romantic affairs, when the girl's father is preventing you from seeing her, or she's been kidnapped, or something is happening, then practically you're mad for the girl. They're always trying to think of some scheme, how we can get around this, get around that, make a tunnel, somehow do something. Break down the wall. Oh, it's so intense. And then when it's all over and they're married and everything, then it's like, okay. He doesn't care about her, she doesn't care about him. They get tired of seeing one another. These obstacles are create intensity. Is that all right? Something else?
As you said that whatever situation comes, we should take it as Krishna's element, difficulties or whatever. But is it not that if I go to a difficult situation, so I myself is caused for that situation. I must have something, and something somewhere is wrong in me, that's why I'm going to get trouble. If I was perfect, if I was pure devotee, I would not have gone through those difficulties.
Bangla?
So is it which?
Bangla. I understand.
Bangla, I'm saying, Prashna. The samasya, Amadajidhi asked you, Kishu. Bhakti Jivani was different.
Yeah. We're not alone. We're interacting with the environment. Karya karana karchatve hetra prakatiyushate. The cause and effect are set up by material nature. Purusha sukha-dukha nam bhokritve heturuchate. Then, how we respond to it is up to us. Generally, we're trying to exploit material nature, and so we create our own happiness and distress also. Actually, they're tied together, so the more we try to create our happiness, the more we also create our own distress. But a devotee depends on Krishna. He knows the environment is Krishna's energy. If I'm in difficulty, it's by Krishna's mercy. I did something stupid, now by Krishna's mercy I'm getting the reaction. Even if I didn't do something stupid, if I'm in some difficulty, it's Krishna's mercy. I may not even know why I'm in difficulty, but it's Krishna's mercy. So a devotee sees Krishna everywhere, so Krishna's mercy is everywhere, even in the difficulties. Therefore, the devotee is samadarshi. He makes no distinction. If there's difficulty or there's good fortune, it's the same for him. Samaloskashmakanchan. He sees everything the same. The Prabhupada gave the example in the stock market. When the market goes up, people are happy. And when it goes down, they're panicked. But a person is very intelligent. He's happy whether it goes up or it goes down. Because when the market goes up, he sells and makes a profit. And when the market goes down, he buys cheap. So either way, it's all right. He has the long-term vision. The inexperienced people in the market, as soon as it goes up, they sell.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it goes down, they panic. So they're always. It's going up, it's going down, it's going up, it's going down. But the experienced men, they know the market goes up, the market goes down, the market goes up, the market goes down. I just sit here and see my opportunities, sometimes buying, sometimes selling, always sitting. It's the nature of the market to go up and down. I don't have to panic. So the Krishna conscious person knows this is the nature of the world. Sometimes things are up, sometimes things are down. Sometimes easy, sometimes difficult. Sometimes disastrous, sometimes fun. He just remembers Krishna always in all circumstances and depends on Krishna. Is that okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.